Well, hello and welcome to what would have been the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. I've got a few things I want to talk about tonight, but first of all, I want to apologise for not getting this podcast out to you yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday, as I think I said on Thursday, and I had every intention of recording a podcast for you guys. Unfortunately, I had so many people over throughout the day. I did a live show, and by the time I had finished the live show, I had a bit of a headache. Thought I'd have a bath to try and get rid of it, but it didn't go. And I woke up in the middle of the night with it really, really badly, actually. So it did take it out of me, and I want to apologise for that, obviously. But these things do happen. As I said, I try and do this every Thursday and Sunday for you guys. It just doesn't always go to plan. Now, later on this week, I am heading to Gardeners World Live at Bewley. Now, this is the third year running that I've attended. I'm looking forward to see what's going on there, how the sales, how the gardens are set up, what is happening, what we can find out and who we're going to see. I know a couple of you are going on Friday as well, so it'd be good to meet up with you. And I know some of you, or one person in particular, is going on Sunday after winning the tickets. But I'm interested in your thoughts on how I should record a podcast, or what I should cover in the podcast, because it's my third year running. I've done the show itself. I've done the gardens. I don't really want to cover the car museum, in all honesty. I think it's a great feature to have at a garden show, but I don't think it quite hits the nail on the head for this podcast. So, wondering what you guys think I should do. I had an idea that what I might do is ask a few people on the stalls, or a few of the garden experts, if they can suggest a certain plant. Something that I was asked today is a plant, an edible plant that they can be growing in pathways to a compost heap. So I was looking for something, looking for ideas for that. I've had a few ideas myself, but I thought that might make a interesting thing to ask as we go around the show. What are the questions along those lines? So if you can think of anything like that that I can ask people while we are there, that might be something I do. In fact, the more I think about it, the more I think that's a way to go ahead. Now, I am just putting together tonight's main podcast as well. Tonight's all about straw bale gardening. Now, this is something I was looking up when it was episode 274, so nearly just over 3 years ago, and I had a guy on, Joel, who he said he created straw bale gardening. He was on the podcast. It's something that I've often wanted to do. This year I'm actually trying it out. It seems like a really good way of growing food if you don't mind the aesthetics too much, although whether they look good or bad is probably open to opinion. But I'm quite interested to see how well it does. You'll hear more about this on the podcast, of course, so I won't go into it. But it's something I'm really looking forward to trying out this year, I've got to say. And I think if you are busy or have a busy lifestyle, what I understand, because there's very little weeding involved, it might be a way to really tackle the weeds and keep on top of things. We're going to find out this year if it really works. Now, what I really want to talk about is how we grow broccoli from seed in the UK here, because we obviously sent to you broccoli seeds in the gift pack this month. Now, it is possible to sow the seeds directly in the ground, but personally, I still prefer to start these off indoors. Just give them a bit of a head start. Sow the seeds in small pots or trays with good quality seed compost. Water them well and cover with vermiculite or fine compost. And then just place the pots somewhere warm and bright, such as a nice windowsill. Now, I would expect these to start germinating within a couple of weeks, and I reckon in about 4 to 6 weeks they should then be large enough to be transplanted outside. Of course, in the meantime, you might need to pot them up and get them growing nicely. Now, when we transplant them outside, we want somewhere with full sun or maybe a bit of shade, but well-draining soil as well. So plenty of organic matter has been added, compost or well-rotted manure well before planting. And then we just dig the holes full of seedlings. We want about 45 centimetres between each plant. Broccoli can actually be a rather large plant, but 45 centimetres apart should be enough. Place the pots into the holes, then cover them back, water them in well, and then firm the soil around the base of the plants. Broccoli, like most brassicas, need a firm soil. So please, please, please do firm them in nicely. Now, after that, it's just a case of keeping the plants moist. Broccoli plants do really need some very moist weather in the soil, especially during dry spells. So water them regularly. Mulch around the plants can also help as well. As you know, I'm a big fan of mulching and I use grass clippings all the time for mulching. Then it needs nutrients as well. So a well-balanced fertiliser such as Grow More or Bloodfish and Bone every 2 to 3 weeks just during the growing season will get it off and growing to a good start. Now, depending on the variety, this variety is a large-headed one. It's not one of the 60-day ones. This is a 100-day one, I would say, before they mature. So we are looking, I'm sowing out May, June, July, August. I reckon we would get some broccoli from this. But what we want to do is see the flower, or just before the flowers burst. Basically, you want a tight head just before it buds or starts to yellow. And that's when we want to harvest it. Cut it off with a nice sharp knife or pair of secateurs. Leave about 10 centimetres attached to the head. Now, once you've harvested the main broccoli head, it will continue to produce side shoots, which can be produced later. So you can actually get two crops from one by leaving it in the ground. Broccoli is a really good one to grow for this very reason. And, you know, broccoli freezes really well and it's used in a lot of different cooking ideas in the kitchen. So it's a good one to grow. Really good one to grow, I've got to say. Now, that is it for tonight's episode. I will be back on Thursday. I'm hoping I might have a guest with me on Thursday as well. But the main podcast, to say, will be out a little bit later on where we talk about straw bale gardening and growing broccoli from... No, we won't be doing that. we're going to be talking about straw bale gardening. If you've got any questions, comments, etc., don't forget to reach out. My email is richard@veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. So until next time, please take care.